podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
We have a mutual friend of ours. All of us know this woman, and she actually stopped by the radio station yesterday. And so we were talking to her about what's going on in her life. Hey, what's new? Are you still seeing what's his name? And she goes, no. She goes, we broke up. She said that they, and I said, didn't you just go on a trip together? And she goes, yeah, we went on a trip, and then we broke up. And I
just like that.
Yeah. And it was funny because I could see the look on Emily's face. She's like, oh. And I go, well, I've done that. I've been on a breakup trip before. And this was a long-term relationship. It's only time in my life I've ever been on a cruise.
I can't even picture you on a cruise.
Yeah. I know. That's when I got, remember I told you at the time my hair was like halfway down my back.
It was a different time, Em.
I know.
Really long hair.
He loved buffets.
I had a stop
Toyotas.
In part of the... part of the itinerary on the cruise was to stop in Jamaica. So I got my hair braided, you know, with the beads.
Shut
and all
your face. Wait, all the way or just the top? Just
oh, no, everything.
All the way.
Holy God, why aren't there pictures?
Yeah, this was back in the day before there were cell phone pictures, cameras,
it's
whatever.
Unfortunate, isn't it?
Isn't that funny? Anyway, but we took that trip, and I think we both knew going on the trip that this was going to be our last hurrah. And we had a great time. It was a great trip. And we came back, and 2 days later, we broke up. So I've been on a breakup trip before.
Did you? You said you both kind of knew. But mm-hmm. Did you guys discuss before you went
no,
on the
there
cruise?
No, there wasn't a, hey, let's go on the cruise and then break up. I think just the writing was so on the wall that
you knew
we both
it was
going to
happen.
And so I think, and it's like we were talking to our friend yesterday, and she said the same thing, that when you're in that situation, you could go on a trip like that and just be mopey and sad, but there's something weird that kicks in, and you really do, I think, have a great time. It's like
it's island time.
It's like, yeah, it's like a big send off, you know. It's a big go out with a bang kind of thing. You
like
know?
I feel like I'd be on that trip, like thinking deep down the whole time, like this is gonna rekindle it. This is gonna reignite
yes!
that spark. This is gonna change everything. And then I feel like I'd be getting back into it, and then you'd come home, and she'd still want to break up with you. And be like, oh, really? We just had a great time.
Were you not there on the cruise with me? Having a great time? I couldn't fool it like that. And I'm just such a big walking ball of emotions that I, like Jeremy says, like, it would be like, oh,
this is this,
the sunset.
He does love me.
And look at how his braids glisten.
I think the way that we probably looked at it, it was a celebration of the good relationship that we had had.
But it was also a wonderful testament to what a great couple and how much fun you can
of
have.
Of what could
it
be.
It was still there.
Yeah, but you don't come back. You don't live in Jamaica. You live in the real world.
Yeah.
You're like back to Littleton.
That.
So I took my dreadlocks out of my hair.
And so did the relationship. Oh, see, I couldn't do that. It's very wacky to me. I couldn't do it physically.
I also feel like if you both know that this is going to be it,
mm-hmm.
you're done.
Mm-hmm.
Probably some of the best something.
Fooling around?
Boom,
fooling
boom.
Around relations that you'll ever have with that person because you want to give them something to remember you by
mm-hmm.
and you're going to try your hardest. And be your best.
Go out with a bang.
You will go out with a bang.
Right. Yeah, I don't know if the waves were choppy or what, but the ship was rocking.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, man.
Oh, it was good.
They were shuffling people to the lifeboats, weren't
your
bead they?
Your bead got in my eye. Ow.
People had their life preservers on. So,
is that a puka shell necklace, or are you just happy to see me?
So I'm right, huh?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, it would have to be.
Yeah.
Like, this is it.
Yeah.
Had to be really, really kind of accepting before you went on the trip. Like, it was...
Well, for one thing,
wow.
The trip was booked. I'm not a cruise kind of guy.
Non-refundable.
Well, you don't want to lose
probably,
out on that money. Yeah.
And because we hadn't broken up, and I mean, it was good. And like I said, both of us had a good time and laughed and... We both got on with our lives afterwards. Yeah.
It's kind of like you're just going with a friend then.
Yeah, really good.
That
a
you
really
nailed.
That, yeah,
every
you
night.
Exchanged fluids with.
Well, it was, yeah. I mean,
okay, yeah. I mean, it's more or less a friend.
It's like all
let me
friends.
Put it this way. You know, even with our friend that we were talking to yesterday,
mm-hmm.
she even said, you know, that they both had a great, they both knew what was happening.
They put it in a box.
They both had a, yes, that's right.
Yeah.
And they both had a great time. And the
great
same
food.
With me. And I'll bet if you quizzed our listeners, I'll bet the majority of them would say the same thing, that they went on a breakup trip and had a swell time.
I say more power to you for being able to enjoy. I mean, enjoy is the bottom line. You enjoyed the company. You enjoyed the trip. Like, there was so much enjoyment. And so good for you. I would just be overanalyzing everything like the crazy woman I am.
You wouldn't get in trouble for checking out the other chicks at the pool. Really? Someone's like, whatever, this is done.
Yeah, because, you know, they weren't checking you out with those dreadlocks.
Just see that white guy over there?
You can see his scalp.
That white guy has dreadlocks.
He's sunburned.
You know, the good part about that is that was, our final stop or something. So.
Thank God.
Oh, good. Yeah. That's good.
And I took them out within 36 hours. They did not stay long.
What up, big perm?
Yeah. It was because I had really long rock and roll hair, and that's just something.
So weird.
Because she got her hair braided
that
there.
That is not an excuse, Tessa.
Yeah, no, but I mean, it was funny, and we were laughing about that. Plus, you know, there's a lot of alcohol going on and stuff like that.
Humidity.
And the whole thing of braiding my hair was a total of $5. And I'm saying they were doing the kind with the beads and the really small,
tiny
rubber bands.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It was a long time, and they kept... You know, I was drinking and laughing and looking in the mirror.
How long did it take you to take them out?
It took. Here's the thing I remember most about having my hair braided like that in Jamaica. I know so many of my listeners who know me are probably like, they're shaking their heads.
They're
dying. Is this Dom?
Yeah.
Yeah. The thing I remember most about that is when I took, and I took him out on the ship too, is I remember how painful it was.
Yes. Bet.
Yeah, and Emily, you've probably had this done before.
Yeah.
When it's the really tight little rubber bands and the beads. Yeah. The whole time I'm in front of a mirror in my cabin going,
Right. It's like they took
I'm sure if people were walking by, they
they're like, they're breaking up right now.
Yeah.
They are breaking up right now.
Ow!
Screw the trip. Let's just keep talking about your braids.
I do sort of wish that I had a photo of that.
There's not one picture.
I don't. She might have one, but if she ever came forward with it, I would have to.
What's her name?
Never talk to her again.
I gotta see it.
I would like that photo to stay buried forever. Because that was it was
hideous. Too bad.
Yeah. Did you also wear like a Rastafarian little beanie to me?
Tie-dye shirt playing the steel drums.
Okay. Yeah, my, no.
Just taking requests.
Margarita in your hand sign.
I also had so much alcohol with that stuff too that the lady who braided my hair also sold me a little what I call voodoo man. It was a little carved wooden... You know, thing like one of those.
Yeah, like out of a coconut or
touristy
something.
Things that you get there. It was like a little voodoo man.
You were such a tourist.
I got my hair braided and I got that. I was, yeah. And you know, when you're on a cruise ship, you are assigned a dinner table with, you know, a bunch of other couples.
Right.
So there'd be like eight people
at
a table.
Wait,
did you have to dress up like during the dinners?
Yeah, you dress nice.
Okay.
So I just remember the looks on there because they already had dinner with us like four
Dom
nights in a
sport
row.
Sport coat and braid.
Here comes Dom walking in one day.
Yaman.
Party from the neck up, business from the neck down.
Y'all seen Cool Runnings?
Feel the rhythm. Feel the rhyme. Get on up, it's bobsled time. Yo, Senka, you dead?
Aren't you a little bit proud that I did that, though?
Yes, man.
Oh,
it was
definitely a whole new
different time.
I got to get you drunk.
If you've been a part of a breakup trip and you want to chat about it, we would love... for you to call, or if you just want to talk about me braided hair.
Me braided hair.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.